14th of September, 8th of Tishrei, JM and the Amateur by Aaron Cement is the Mashkiach Ruchani at Or Yisrael here in Tenafly, New Jersey. Rabbi Cement, a pleasure to welcome you to JM and the AM.
How are you?
Doing well. I wish I was doing as well as your reputation, frankly, because everybody I hear from absolutely wants you in their institution, their shul, their school. Sounds like you're inspiring a lot of people this time of year, and a big yasher koach for that.
That's very, very kind of you. The truth is that I have a great fortune of being with some really magnificent educators and people that inspire me. And one of those people, obviously, is the Rosh Hashiva of this great institution, Rabbi Friedman, Baruch Hashem.
Yeah, doing a good job here. And they're very happy that you are now aboard, frankly. Rabbi Cement, it's an interesting time of year. It's a time of year where students are getting ready for a little bit of a vacation. Not that they need it this early in the school year, but that's the way the calendar works out. But before that, of course, we have Yom Kippur starting tomorrow night and a very important week, as far as I'm concerned, to be broadcasting from a yeshiva when we're in a type of institution that really has an important role in inspiring students, especially in the month of Tishrei. What would you say to parents and students and those listening who are looking for a little extra as we go into Erev Yom Kippur tomorrow?
I would say that new beginnings, new opportunities, whatever was in the past is in the past, then we go weiter, we move ahead. You know, it's so important not to get bogged down by our past or our past experiences or what we've done, and looking to a brighter and a better future. And we all have that within our reach.
Yeah, so and that message is not only for adults, but it can be for students as well. A lot of times, students. I mean, I remember high school, even though it was a very, very long time ago. A lot of times, it's very hard to eliminate or to forget about. Things that that people have pursued in the past, and to start from scratch. Do you find that these days as well, high school students have difficulty doing that?
You know, there's no question that it's obviously difficult for all people, but in a certain way, it's actually might be easier for a high school student, because a high school student has been doing wrong less years. In other words. It's an adult who's been doing the same thing over. You know, John Wooden said something very brilliant. He said that it's not true that practice makes perfect. It's perfect practice that makes perfect.
Wow.
And the truth is that if you're doing it less perfect, less years, so the opportunity to change perhaps might be even a bit easier. So we actually are lucky and fortunate that we're dealing with teenagers that have been doing it less better, less years. Baruch Hashem.
I like that. I also like the fact that John Wooden can be quoted in a piece of Mussar. For those who aren't familiar, one of the great college basketball coaches, unfortunately for people like me, I have to point that out, because unlike my generation, some generations tuned in don't have that information at the ready. Rabbi Aaron Cement is with us, Mashgiach Ruchani at Or Yisrael of Tenafly. Why does it work? I mean, you've praised Rabbi Friedman, and I get it. Believe me, he and Rabbi Yablok obviously get a lot of the credit. But why are things working here? Rabbi Cement, as you know, in year number two of a school, it can be a very shaky experience, a very fearful one for those who embarked on this new project. Why is it working here and working well?
It's working because Rabbi Friedman and Rabbi Yablok are consumed with these Talmidim 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. I was talking to Rabbi Friedman yesterday, and I said to him, I said, you probably have 90 different things on your mind right now. And little did he know that what I was referring to wasn't whether the electricity is working in the building, but we have 70 guys plus 10 rebbeim, that's 80,
right.
Plus, you know, they also love the janitors, that's an extra three. And I'm sure within the next 24 hours, there'll be another six boys that are coming into the yeshiva. It totals 90. I'm telling you, it totals 90. So that's because they're consumed with the Talmidim. Ultimately, that's what's making it work. The Talmidim know that they are cherished and they're loved. that they're accepted and embraced regardless of who they are, where they are, what yarmulke they're wearing, or if wearing a yarmulke, it doesn't make a difference. You're loved, you're embraced. In Mirza should grow and to become a better Jew and a greater Oved Hashem.
You know, it's funny because Rabbi Friedman earlier said that, you know, just like parenting is obviously one of the most important things in the development of a child, so is the partnership with the principals, the heads of school, the rabbeim, etc., that deal with Talmidim and general studies teachers who deal with Talmidim all day long. And it's funny because he made that comparison, and you just said that they're consumed with the student's interest 24 hours a day. That's the only way to be a parent. The only way to be a parent is to be consumed with the child's welfare 24 hours a day, as us as parents know. And then the only way, and there's no shortcut, the only way, as you just described, for the school to work well and for the mission to go well is to be consumed with the welfare of the students 24 hours a day. So when we say it's a real partnership, it's a full-time partnership, and there are no shortcuts. There's no easier way to do it. It works only because people are invested all day and all night in the welfare of the students, and that is why it works. And I'm sure that as you said, 365 days a year, whether it's Erev Yom Kippur or whether it's Erev Hanukkah or whether it's Erev Purim, it doesn't matter when it is. It's something that has to, the momentum that we just described in terms of that care and concern has to last all year long. Not easy, Rabbi Cement. Not always the easiest for parents, not always the easiest for teachers to make sure that lasts all year long, but there's no other choice.
That's correct. You hit it on the dot. You said it brilliantly and perfectly, and that's really what's going on at Or Yisrael. Baruch Hashem, and I get to be a part of it, and I thank, obviously, Rabbi Friedman for allowing me to be a part of it, and Rabbi Yablok as well, and really, I have to give a shout out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that continued us, Siyata Deshmaya, and the Kohos to try to help his beloved children, Baruch Hashem.
I hope that's meaningful to the one above, that he got a shout out on JM and the AM. I really hope so, let me tell you.
I was once in a meeting of Rebbeim, and we were discussing what's something that perhaps we can do a little bit better. And I said, I feel like we need to start speaking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu just a little bit more, just a little bit more. It's so important to hear Hashem, 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 HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
And
so shout out to...
No, I was going to say, and in more loving terms as well, 100%.
Absolutely. So thank you very much for having me on your program.
Rabbi Cement, sure I wish you a Gemar Chesima Tova and a good Yar and a lot
thank
of luck
you.
Here, a lot of Hatzlacha with Or Yisrael and with all your efforts.
Thank you, and you the same. Thank you so much.
Appreciate that very much. JM and the M, Rabbi Aaron Cement, is the Mashkiach Ruchani here at Or Yisrael in Tenafly, New Jersey. And the partnership between parents, teachers, Rabbeim, heads of school, 24 hours a day, no shortcuts. These are lessons that most responsible parents and educators know, but it's good to be reminded once in a while. And today we take advantage of the fact that we're at Or Yisrael to remind everybody.